From JMI Wealth this Wednesday morning, Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
So I gave you the global reaction. What about the market reaction? What have we made of the tweets and the trade and the summit generally? What's happened?
Yeah, so enormous global attention really yesterday, wasn't there, on Singapore. So we do need to consider what, if any, the market reaction was going to be. Now, remember Monday morning, Mike, I spoke about the degree to which markets are now sort of desensitized to the steady stream of tweets and headlines, and they're starting to focus a little bit more on actual outcomes. And certainly as the markets digested that escalation of trade tensions over the weekend, the market reaction we saw sort of Monday, Tuesday was pretty muted. So when I was looking at the markets yesterday while that Singapore meeting was unfolding, and it was a sea of green across markets, actually the markets were pretty relaxed about it, and I think there was a higher degree of skepticism about the potential road to denuclearization than any concern that it was a short-term market move. So some of the markets haven't managed to hang on to those sort of intra-session gains. We saw some small losses in European markets, but I think that was far more to do with these ongoing Brexit dramas. But mainly sort of positive outcomes across Asia and US markets. I mean, US is sort of unchanged. Dow Jones, just as I'm just looking at it now, starting to drift into minor negative territory. I mean, I think there's far more attention on the central bank meetings over the next three trading sessions. And on that front, we've seen US CPI figures released in their session. US CPI up 2.8% year on year. That's slightly ahead of expectation. It's the highest rate we've seen there in 6 years. So US Federal Reserve looks more, they look more at the core inflation, but even that's over 2%. They take out the food and energy prices. That's up 2.2. So look, nothing there to pull the Fed back from. I suspect tomorrow morning, another 25 basis point hike and another couple of further rate hike rises in the pipeline over the rest of the year. So I think more attention on that. So I think we're actually now starting to look through just some of the headlines and say, well, what's actually going on?
Yeah, exactly. Now, talk to me about EVs. Did you know, by the way, that Elon Musk's flamethrowers are on the market at the moment? They're on the resale market. They're going for one of them was going for 28 grand for a flamethrower.
$28,000 flamethrower. Oh. Yeah, well, what about the hats, the Boring Company hats? Is there any resale market in those?
Well, I don't know, but it's ironic.
I think
ironic.
Glenn might actually have one.
Isn't it ironic, though, that a flamethrower is about the same price as a Model 3?
As the car. Well, I know this is your favourite topic. I was at an analyst meeting yesterday with Meridian, and they talked about the rate of electrification of the New Zealand vehicle fleet, and that was talked about. Do you know, still really no sort of very clear view as to how quickly that may or may not happen? And I mean, and really whether the EVs will or will not become the mainstream vehicle option, but, you know, that all remains to be seen. But I'll tell you what is happening, Mike, is some people are getting very wealthy along the way. In the last couple of days, we've seen the initial public offering of the world's biggest maker of electric vehicle batteries. Now, this IPO has generated three new billionaires in the last 2 days. So there's definitely money in the batteries. Now, this, Mike, is a company called Contemporary Amperex Technology Limited. So I think we're just going to call that CATL. And this is a key part of the drive of the Chinese administration to dominate this EV supply chain. They've now, this company now valued at around $12.5 billion. They only floated 10% of the company. Shares rose 44% on the first day, 10% the next day. And they were actually, it could have gone further, but they have limits. They've got quite aggressive EV quotas for Chinese car makers. This company is a competitor to Panasonic. They make the batteries for Musk. These guys make batteries for Vida, BMW, Nissan, and a whole number of other Chinese car companies. So remember these names, Mike: Pei Zhenhua, Robin Yukun, and Huang Shilin, all now billionaires.
Amazing, eh? What are the numbers?
The numbers, though, Dow Jones just drifting into negative territory, 25,300, down 24. S&P 500, 2785, pretty much unchanged. The NASDAQ, they're up, actually, because Apple, a couple of other tech companies, up 7705. FTSE 100, they lost 33, 7703. The Nikkei, 22,878, they were up yesterday. Shanghai Composite, 3079, also up. The ASX 200, virtually unchanged yesterday, at 6054. And the NZX 50, we lost 1 point, a solitary 1 point, to close at 8958. On the currency markets, one New Zealand dollar 0.7011 US, 0.9250 Aussie, 0.5965 euro, 0.5238 pounds, 77.4 yen. Gold is trading at $1,296 and Brent crude, $76.02.
Have a great one. Appreciate it as always. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.